Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and here is Todd Adkins.
That was hard.
Who 20 days
I'm back on the
into
wagon.
Into the new year, he has stopped interrupting.
Well, I did. I had a small relapse this second week.
No, you had a small relapse this entire year for the last 19 days.
I just turned over a new leaf right now.
Well, slow clap.
Slow clap, everybody.
Fantastic.
Slow clap.
Okay, so we have a great question today from a church planter in River City Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So let's listen in.
Hey, my name is Brad Kidder, church planter from River City Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We currently meet in a hotel conference space, which has been working out well, but we're going to probably run out of space there in the next few months, and so we're researching what other locations might work well for us. Unfortunately, the schools here aren't an option. There aren't a lot of movie theaters, and so we've been looking a little bit more at the concept of like a long-term commercial lease. So curious if you have any advice for opportunities like that and how those have worked out for other churches, or if you'd advise against it. Thanks.
All right. Location, location, locations. I mean, it's a practical question that just keeps on coming up on the podcast because it's important, right? Without a location, where are you going to meet as a church? And especially if you're not in California or in San Diego where the weather's fantastic. So Todd, what do you think? So they meet in a hotel conference space. They're going to be running out of space soon. Schools are not an option. There aren't a lot of movie theaters. Where should they look?
Okay. For most listeners, they already know my first answer is if there's a local performing arts theater, that is the absolute first place you look. They're usually dark on Sunday morning. They may have an afternoon matinee, but usually they're fairly flexible and always looking for, you know, weekly revenue. And so that is, I think, your first spot. In addition to that, I would look for storefronts. So, you know, go to figure out where you currently are, like kind of do concentric circles and just, you're going to have to drive around a little bit and look. You can hire a commercial real estate guy and you may have to at the end of the day, but just drive around a little bit and look and see if there are larger places that are open, you know, like a Dollar General that's gone out of business, although those usually don't go out of business. But yeah. Something that's that size of a footprint, if that's too small, then, you know, you're looking at like a Big Lots or a Walmart or something that's a little bit larger, probably Kmart might be. So think about that. And then also think about everywhere you go, just say, how many people could I fit in this place? And would it be available on a Sunday morning? Because you'd be surprised at some of the places you might find.
Oh, yeah. Even after we were driving back from lunch the other day, we drove by this building and I was like, oh, Todd, that would be a great place for a church.
It would be.
Yeah. The heating and cooling would be insanely expensive.
Yeah, it was a super old brick industrial warehouse looking thing.
It would be awesome.
Man, it was beautiful.
Yeah. So have you heard this, Todd? I heard this one bivocational planner talk to me about starting discount grocery stores as his bivocational ministry. Because apparently there are YouTube videos and guidelines online on how to start discount grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's, you know, you get from Kroger, if a can of beans, they sell for $1.50. When it comes to like half a year left on the expiry date, they'll actually sell it back in pallets to these consigners or whatnot. And you can buy them for like, so you can buy this can that's not expired. You can buy it for like 20 cents, even though they're selling it for $1.50. And then you sell it for 50 cents.
Right.
And you make a profit. So it was interesting. I don't personally know any church planters doing this. If you do this, please reach out to us, Daniel@newchurches.com. I would love to hear. I've heard people talk about it, But here's why I bring it up, right? You brought up Dollar General. If you think about finding a warehouse space, okay, number one, you got to pay for it. But what if you did a or had a bivocational ministry like that? You could actually build it in a way where you can have a venue. You can have a venue right. in that warehouse.
I would think it would be hard to do something like that because you've got to have a place for stock. So it's, you know, I need a back room, a stock room, really, and then I need a front portion of the store where I do have things where, you know, neatly in rows where people can find them.
But if you have the shelves on wheels, you can push them back and right. do pipe and drape.
You could, I guess. That yeah. would be an interesting thing.
I haven't seen it. One thing that I have seen, though, is so there are some storefront, like clothing, boutique clothing, right. or those type of stores. Maybe it's at the first floor of a building. What they actually might be willing to rent out their space because most of the times the clothes and everything, all the display racks are on wheels.
You know what's interesting, too, is you've got there's a 5LQ listener that actually, I want to say he's got more than one place now, and I think it's in Kansas City or something like that. But shared work or co-working spaces. Mm. So he's a planter who also has a co-working space.
Yeah.
And so the co-working yes, space right. is designed in such a way as to be strikeable, but it's also just cool furniture and stuff for people to hang out as well. So that's a pretty cool idea. I think as well. They also host events there on like Friday and Saturday nights. So they use it as kind of an event venue on Fridays and Saturdays, co-working space during the week, and church on Sunday.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Gymnastic studios, dance studios would be other places to take a look at. One thing that our church did, we met in a school for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and we, a couple years ago, well, probably 3 years-ish, and then a couple years ago, we bought an abandoned warehouse. It was massive how big this warehouse was. I don't even know what they made in it, but we bought it, built out a quarter of it, and we rent another, probably, I think, half of it. Ish, a little bit under half to a gymnastic studio.
Mm-hmm.
So the rent is great. You know, that's funding a lot. We rent office space to ministries, and we actually give office space to nonprofits as a way to donate and help them as well. And then we have about a quarter-ish, a little bit now, more than a quarter built out, and we have plans to expand it. So we didn't want to build more than we had. So maybe, Brad, you're going to find places where it's like, well, this is a massive warehouse. We are not big enough to sustain this, but maybe you can do what we did in that way and just build out what you need and find creative ways to take care of the rest.
Also, don't underestimate developers. If you're lucky enough to have a developer as part of your church already, that is awesome. Hmm. But some of these guys have enough space enough business that they need a tax write-off. And if they've got empty space that they can't seem to rent anyway, they're going to be much more likely to give you that at a reduced rate or free in order to be able to count that full market value off for taxes.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I was thinking developer more in the sense of helping out. Because one of our elders, he's inactive right now, but he's an architect. Uh-huh. Here in town. So he helped us build and plan and everything in both of our locations. So that was huge. But I really like the idea of if the developer has land and, you know, they can bring it along that way.
Well, it may not be land. It may be, when I said developer, I don't know if I'm used the right word. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that have there are developers who have a myriad of things in their catalog
okay.
where they may have raw land, but they yeah. probably also have, you know, several other commercial real estate buildings okay. that are open. So they may have some warehouse space or some store space or whatever.
So maybe like a real estate mogul.
or they may work for one.
Yeah,
And you know, it's pitching them the idea, because some people may not think about it and be like, oh yeah, you could get fair market value, you know, you could write that off if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Be careful though, because lots of times landlords don't want one of, if it's a mini mall or a situation like that, a lot of times they don't want a church because they need something else, some other business to anchor the mini mall.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful about how you approach those, because they sometimes don't want you. Because two reasons. One, the churches are notorious for not paying their money. And then two, they're trying to consider, okay, I need traffic. I need traffic coming through here. Traffic every day. So you're much more likely to get that if you've got a preschool or you've got something else working. And that's also a way to bring in revenue, by the way. Preschool is sometimes a pretty decent revenue generating thing for a church.
It is. You'll just want to do it right. Do it right when you set that up. Okay. So, Brad, we would love to see you in California. Todd, we're in California. It's coming up. 2 months
going
to go
back to Cali,
California.
Cali. We're going back to Cali. I think that song was probably.
Didn't we come up with a jingle last time we were in California?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we did that on this podcast. If it wasn't the 5LQ one, yeah, about California, coming out to California.
I don't know.
Doing pipeline leadership, all that. So.
You'll have to find that and share it with me, because I have no recollection of that incident.
Okay, so we are going to be in California in Orange County, March 13 to 15. And if you're in the area, or if you want an excuse to come out to California, please do so, because we want to hang out with you. Here's the thing, though. The event is only up to 300 people.
Then it shuts down.
Yeah. And we wanted to do that intentionally so that we could hang out, so that we had time for face-to-face.
Right.
And to help you really develop out your leadership pipeline. So that's that first day, March 13. Close to 3,500 people have gone through our leadership pipeline one-day coaching. We've done that at all over the world, really, at this point. I'm not just saying that. We have traveled.
Australia.
To,
yeah. India.
Yeah.
Florida. Texas. Yes.
Okay, so there is that. Wide. And if you've already been through that, that's awesome. March 14 and 15 are for you, because those 2 days we are going to be talking about how to lead change in your church. You're going to come with a plan, come with an idea, leave with a plan, right? Come with a dream, leave with a plan, a 90-day plan to implement that. So if you can go to leadership.lifeway.com/events, or you can text the word blueprint to the number 888-111, you can learn more about the event. And if you're a Plus member, even better, you get 25% off your ticket price. You would have gotten that information in an email that has that's come to you. It's one of our Plus member resources this month, as you get weekly resources only for Plus members if you are one. And if you're not a Plus member, you can join and still get that 25% off for this conference. So we would love to see you. Please register early, because we only have 300. And it's not one of those fake, oh, we hit 300, you know, all sold out. Oh, we're actually going to open up 300 more seats. No, we're actually making it small, because we want to hang out with y'all.
So. Yeah, and we found that the coaching environment is important. So if we want you to actually help lead you through planning and implementation, then we have to do that in a smaller setting. We can't have, you know, Daniel and I can, we can only have so many people in our rooms, and our coaches
we max
can
it
only,
out.
Yep. Yeah. So like 40 is what you're looking at.
Yeah. So the rooms are small, so we can hang out with y'all.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
The South is rubbing off on me.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you guys next time.